Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This week we've been following the news from the South Asian nation of Sri Lanka, where Tamil Tiger rebels are fighting the government and estimated 50,000 civilians are trapped by the fighting. The International Red Cross says one of its local workers has been killed in a shelling attack in the conflict zone. Not clear who carried out the attack. And in another development, the Sri Lankan military said it repulsed a wave of rebel suicide boat attacks against army positions along the coast. Yesterday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made her concerns known before a meeting to discuss Sri Lanka.
We're going to meet to catch up on a range of issues. In particular, we'll be issuing a statement on Sri Lanka and our continuing insistence that more be done on a humanitarian basis.
Now, thousands of Sri Lankans live in North America. They're watching and debating who's responsible for the crisis, what could help stop it. Ahilan Kadagama is in the studio with us now. He's a spokesperson for the Sri Lanka Democracy Forum, which bills itself as a global network of activists committed to promote democratization and inter-ethnic coexistence in Sri Lanka. Good morning, Ahilan.
Good morning.
So, inter-ethnic coexistence. Back us up a second. What is the situation with Tamil and Sinhalese in Sri Lanka that has, you know, been the underpinnings of some of this conflict?
Since its post-colonial history in 1948, beginning with independence, both communities have been alienated by an acts of discrimination by the state. But in Sri Lanka, there are a number of minorities. There's the Tamil minority, but there's also a sizable Muslim community which has its own ethnic identity, as well as upcountry Tamils who were brought over as indentured labor. But these systematic acts of discrimination by the state on language policy, on education, on jobs in the state sector led to the emergence of a violent armed conflict about 25 years ago.
You know, if when you go to the site for your group, Sri Lanka Democracy Forum, it seems as if you have a bunch of different campaigns going on. You have a news archive. I'm intrigued by one of your working groups. It says to prevent children from being recruited as or re-recruited as soldiers. Was that an issue at all in this conflict?
Yeah, throughout the conflict, the rebels, the Tigers, have used children as child soldiers. And even at the current moment, in this small area the size of, you know, smaller than the size of Central Park, where 50,000 people are possibly trapped, there are a number of children who are continuing to be recruited, children as young as 11 years old. So that's a big issue. Yesterday, the UN Special Representative on Children and Armed Conflict issued a statement with her concern. But for the mothers there, for the parents, this is a huge problem.
Well, Ahilan Kadagama, what do you tell, what do families in the diaspora tell their own children about what's going on? I mean, what we are seeing in this small area appears to be a kind of a cataclysmic moment of truth for everyone in this conflict.
It's true. I mean, this is probably the worst situation we've seen. And while the war is coming to an end, how it ends is going to be crucial. And there's a huge amount of suffering. People are not getting their humanitarian needs met, from water, food. And then particularly the predicament of children and women is extremely dire.
Well, how do you tell your children that 11-year-olds can be recruited into war to be a part of the human shields that are a feature of this conflict?
That's part of the problem. Both the diasporas, the singular diaspora and, more importantly, the much stronger Tamil diaspora, they have only been taking a very one-sided view of the conflict. They're not really thinking as deeply about the suffering of the people, which is coming under attack by both actors, the state as well as the rebels.
Speaking of the diaspora, one of the best known, probably at this point the best known Sri Lankan, is the rapper MIA, who her music was in the Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire. She recently asked First Lady Michelle Obama and Oprah to get involved, trying to leverage media power and political celebrity. Do you think that would help the situation if more people in the West got involved on some level in this debate?
There needs to be much greater international attention, given how serious the situation is. But even international attention, intervention, has to be responsible. In the past, there have been mistakes that have been made by the international community as well. So one concern some of us have is the way in which this internationalization is happening. It shouldn't be with emotive language such as genocide or concentration camps. The message has to be about reconciliation, bring the communities together once this war is over, because the people there have suffered immensely over the last 25 years.
Well, what's the mechanism for that? I mean, typically the Indians have been mediators in this particular conflict, but they're distracted by their election. The fifth phase of it begins today. They're not involved here. Who can be a honest broker to produce a scenario that's going to be acceptable to anyone?
In terms of the human rights crisis and the humanitarian situation, the UN needs to play a much bigger role. There has been some discussion at the UN Security Council, at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, but that sort of engagement with the Sri Lankan government needs to continue to hold them to account. On the other hand, there needs to be a much more far-reaching political process. And ultimately, it's the people within Sri Lanka who are going to have to decide on their future, but there needs to be support and a push from the international community.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but we will continue to cover this story. We've been speaking with Ahilan Karagama, who's in studio with us now, spokesperson for the Sri Lanka Democracy Forum. John.
And every time we talk about this issue, our website explodes with comments because people in the expat community are very, very interested in this. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.